USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is preparing to lift Title 42 authority on Monday. Title 42 is a Trump-era policy that allows for the United States to deport illegal immigrants who came from a country where a rapid disease is spreading. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick warns a number of illegal immigrants crossing into the United States will only get worse.
We're already on pace for 2.5 to 3 million coming in now. If he repeals Title 42, you're talking about as many people coming in this first term of the Biden administration, more people coming here illegally that we apprehend than live in New York City, and almost twice as the city of Houston.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Attorney General Merrick Garland says last weekend's deadly mass shooting at a Buffalo supermarket was a racially motivated hate crime. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Gunfire broke out at a McDonald's restaurant in downtown Chicago Thursday night, leaving 2 people dead and 7 injured. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown says they arrested another person in addition to the gunman.
There's also another individual down inside the CTA platform that obstructs the officers from making the arrest, and that person is also charged with obstructing officers at the scene.
Brown goes on to say they're looking for a possible third suspect believed to have handed the gunman the weapon. More Americans are eligible for a COVID booster shot Friday. This comes after the Pfizer shot was cleared for use in 5 to 11-year-olds. However, the director of the CDC noted vaccination with the primary series or COVID shots among kids in that range lags way behind other groups. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A congressman is crying foul over an illegally leaked document.
It's been almost 3 weeks since a leaker disclosed a draft document from the Supreme Court indicating a decision to overturn the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling on abortion may be in the works. Representative Matt Rosendale from Montana on Newsmax says at least some of the justices have to know who the guilty party is.
I think that we all could probably agree that the justices that were appointed by Democrat presidents know who the leaker was. Okay, so it is known by some of the participants there who actually released that information.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryde.
Protecting jobs has led to Florida's record-breaking tourism numbers. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says his state, following the science, is why almost 45% of overseas travelers visited the state last year.
If we had Fauci'd the tourism industry in Florida, you would have had so many people that would have been not even able to provide. And it would have been very difficult to dig out of a really deep hole.
He says that 45% number is higher than any other state and the highest market share of overseas visitors that any state has ever recorded. Former New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is running for Congress. The 61-year-old Democrat making the announcement on Twitter. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.